It's time to take another look at life from a different perspective. So here's Bernie Dimet.
There's a great line in J.R. Tolkien's book and now movie, The Fellowship of the Ring. The wise old Gandalf says all we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. And one of the things that we can decide is whether or not we're going to use that time to be a blessing or a burden. I love stories. Good stories. Great storytellers make us think. And Tolkien is one of the best. Just that one line, all we have to decide is what to do with the time that's given us, is an absolute beauty. Because if the truth be known, most people simply never decide. They just live life day by day. They let it all drift by. It's a day-by-day proposition for most of us. Just get through the stuff we need to get through and then drop exhausted on the couch by the end of the day. But the people who have real impact in this world, the people who are the real blessings in other people's lives, are the ones who at some point make a conscious decision about what they are going to do with the rest of the time that they have left. And one of the things that each one of us can decide is to be more of a blessing than we are a burden. Can I ask you quietly but plainly, have you made that decision with your life yet? One of the ways that we can be an incredible blessing is to be an encouragement to other people. And here's the exciting thing about encouragement. It's something that costs us nothing. It's incredibly easy to do. And yet, because we live in a world that's so harsh and unforgiving and performance-driven, when we do encourage someone, they value it so highly. A word of encouragement can be like gold at the right time. Here's why. Have you ever had one of those days? You know the sort that I'm talking about. Those days where nothing seems to go right, where nobody seems to appreciate you, and you've been trying so hard and working so hard, but it feels like no one's for you and everyone's against you. Of course you have. We all have. So put yourself back in the middle of one of those days. And now imagine that you get a phone call from a friend to thank you for something you did. And not only do they thank you, but they tell you what an amazing impact this seemingly small act of yours has had on them and how much they appreciate you. In other words, this friend just called to encourage you. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you value that encouragement? It's right up there, right? It's a 10 out of 10 at least. Because when we're having one of those days, encouragement is the most incredible antidote to the blues. Doesn't matter how strong or mature or independent or together we may think we are, we all need encouragement from time to time. There's another great storyteller whom I really love, A.A. Milne, who wrote the Winnie the Pooh books about some fictional characters who lived in a young boy's imagination. Have a listen to this short excerpt. One day, Pooh Bear is going for a walk in the 100-acre wood. It's about 11:30 in the morning. It's a fine time to go calling, just before lunch. So Pooh sets out across the stream, stepping on the stones, and he gets right in the middle of the stream and he sits down on a warm stone and thinks about just where would be the best place of all to make a call. He says to himself, I think I'll go see Tigger. No, he dismisses that. Then he says, Owl. Then, no, Owl uses big words and hard-to-understand words. At last, he brightens up. I know. I think I'll go see Rabbit. I like Rabbit. Rabbit uses encouraging words like, how's about lunch and help yourself, Pooh? Yeah, I think I'll go see Rabbit. To be honest, if I was going to be stranded on a desert island and I could choose a companion to be stranded with me, I wouldn't choose some great leader or a teacher or an athlete or a university professor necessarily. I'd choose someone who's an encourager. A few thousand years ago, a wise old king, a guy called Solomon, wrote down a whole bunch of proverbs. One of them says this, pleasant words, encouraging words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. You can find that in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. It's true, isn't it? Encouragement is like food for the soul. In an instant, an encouraging word from someone else can turn our whole day around. An encouraging word can soothe the pain and wipe away the tears. That's why encouragement is so valuable. And that's exactly what this proverb means. See, these days, we can get sweet things pretty much anywhere, anytime. Not so good for us, but sweetness is very common. Sugar is everywhere. It's in drinks and desserts and lollies and cakes and sauces. It's almost in every processed food we can buy. But 3,000 years ago, when this was written, sweetness was extremely rare. Sugar wasn't being mass-produced. That only started happening early in the 20th century. The only way you could taste something sweet was to be near a fruit tree for those very few weeks in the year where it dropped its fruit, or to fight off the bees to get some of their honey. And of course, that has its own challenges. So when Solomon compares encouragement to a honeycomb, what he's saying is that it's extremely rare and very precious. And that still holds true today. How often does someone encourage you? For most of us, the answer is very rarely. Imagine if we change that. Imagine if each of the 7 billion plus people on the planet encouraged one other person just once a day. That'd be 2.5 trillion encouragements a year. Would that make the world a different place? You bet it would. Encouragement heals the soul. Encouragement helps people overcome their misconceptions about themselves. Just a bit of encouragement could eradicate low self-esteem in a person's life. We may not be able to change the world, but we can change our little part of it. You can decide how to spend the time given to you. And one of the things we can each decide to do is to encourage just one person every day, a quick phone call, maybe a card in the mail, perhaps just a cuddle or a kind word or a kind look. You and I can change the way people feel about themselves simply by being an encouragement. Just let that sink in for a moment. What a mighty, mighty impact we can have on one another with this simple, inexpensive, yet exquisitely valuable thing, a word of encouragement. Wow. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul wrote 1,000 or so years on from Solomon's proverb, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. What a great measure for deciding the things we should say and the things we shouldn't say. That the only words that pass our lips are those that are useful for building people up, so that our words give grace to those who hear them. What a mind-blowingly powerful concept. Our words can, and indeed should, build other people up. That's what parents are meant to do for their children, to give them a solid foundation of confidence as they become adults. That's something that we should all do for one another, to give out grace to those who need it. See, grace by definition is something we don't deserve. So our decision isn't whether or not a person deserves encouragement, but whether they need encouragement, and we can give it freely by grace. Again, back to Solomon's book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 25. Anxiety weighs down the human heart, but a good word cheers it up. You and I have the power to build up, to lighten the load, to cheer someone up deep down in their hearts, the power to change their day, the power to transform their lives through simple, inexpensive, valuable words of encouragement. Are you a blessing or a burden? That's the question we're asking ourselves at the moment on the program. Well, here's one way that you can be the most amazing blessing. Be an encourager. Great stuff. To be an encouragement to someone is such an amazing blessing. And if you'd like to discover some more ways that you can be a blessing in people's lives, then stop by at our website, because there are a whole bunch of messages in this series called Are You a Blessing or a Burden? And you can listen to them right now at ChristianityWorks.com.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Bernie. Did you know you can follow Bernie on Twitter and on Facebook? To find out more, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and don't forget to join us again at the same time tomorrow for a different perspective.